Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Boston Globe ran a piece saying that American tourists in Ireland are pretending to be Canadian because it gets them out of having to justify the current administration in the States. We wanted to know whether or not this was actually the case. So no better man to ask than Henry McKean, who took to the streets of Dublin to ask American tourists how they feel about their president.
So we're proud to be American, but prefer not to talk about Trump.
So you don't really want to talk about Trump?
No. It's a touchy subject. You either hate him or you like him.
And where do you stand?
Not real happy with him right now.
Yeah, not at all.
When it comes to Trump, do you have anything to say?
No, I don't.
You don't want to go there?
No, I'm not going there. Nope, not going there.
His behavior is embarrassing. He acts like a spoiled brat. But he has done some good things for our country. He loves America. Not ashamed of being an American and having Trump be our president at all.
He won the election fair and square, and so I believe in democracy, and he's my president, even though I don't agree with everything that he's been doing. President Trump will only be there for another couple of years, and then it will be someone else.
I think they're ashamed to just admit they're American because of their leadership. He's destroying everything he comes in contact with. He's ruining every relationship that's ever been made, all for greed.
Do you play down that you're American because of Trump, or does it make any difference to you?
Americans have done some pretty bad shit. So when people usually find out you're American, they have an opinion about maybe you should be doing more or less. But I think maybe people don't understand how big America is. Like, it's when you're in a smaller country and you protest and things can actually be done. But when you live in a country as large as the United States, I don't know if people understand that.
We love him. We'd vote for him a third time.
So you love Trump?
We do.
So it turns out Donald Trump is a divisive figure. Who knew? 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. Gina London, CEO of Language and Leadership and Sunday Independent columnist, and of course, proud dual citizen of both Ireland and the US, is with us. Gina, have you been pretending to be Canadian?
Good morning, Anton. And the answer is honestly yes. Sometimes I do say I'm Canadian. It's sort of a social deflection strategy. I mean, sometimes you just want to be talking with your friends or having a cup of coffee or eating a sandwich and not become a spokesperson for foreign policy across the world right now that's coming out of the White House. So I am proud to be an American. I'd say I'm prouder to be an Irish person right now. But yes, I do that. And it started actually back in 2006 when I was living in Egypt. I was a country director for a program from, well, the defunct USAID world. But at any rate, I could be on a train traveling from one city to the next and someone would hear my accent. And it was still while the United States was occupying Iraq. And I just didn't want to get it into a full foreign policy discussion. So if I just looked up and said, oh, I'm Canadian, it would stop everything. And so I read the room, and if it feels like it's going to be a big debate, I'm going to err on the side of Canadian. I will.
Is that unique to America, or is that just something that happens to any country that has had foreign expeditionary adventures? I mean, there's places in the world you wouldn't necessarily want to say that you were Belgian or that you were French or that you were German or that you were British.
Well, I can't speak for them, but I think, yeah, when you're abroad as a communications person, what you're looked at as an ambassador for the entire nation, right? And so sometimes you get that ugly American stereotype. You're the loud one speaking your English louder in a country where people don't speak that language, thinking somehow that's going to translate the divide. And then these stereotypes come on. And so if you're walking around with your American blazing, people are going to want to take you on for something that you might not have any particular stake in. So the same thing must go for if you're a citizen. Well, actually, for example, I can say real quickly, a very, very dear friend of mine is Israeli, and she's in Europe right now because she can't safely get back to her country. And she doesn't speak on behalf of Netanyahu and his policies, but yet she's washed with a big brush that somehow, as a citizen, she stands for all of that. So yes, of course, that kind of thing happens. And if you want to try to keep your head down and just get about your own business, sometimes the path of least resistance is saying you're from somewhere else, but then that would potentially require you to know a lot of things about that country. So now, for example, people might say, if I go, well, I'm Canadian. Oh, yeah, well, what about what Mark Carney said recently? Or, hey, how do you feel about the United States wanting to make your country the 51st state? So you have to.
Who's going to win the Stanley Cup, more importantly, Tina?
Well, there you go.
Are you never tempted to do the few good men line of the living under the blanket of freedom that we provide and questioning the manner in which we provide it? I mean, this is a country that gets, what, 15% of its total tax take from just three U.S. companies. We live high on the hog from U.S. revenues while at the same time reserving our right to criticize the administration.
Well, all of that right there is more involved than I probably want to be if I'm just down walking down Grafton Street looking for a place for a cup of coffee, Anton. You know?
So what is it then that people say when they discover you to be American? Is it that they are critical, or is it that they are curious about the kind of local reaction to what's happening in the States?
Yeah, fair enough. So usually I am who I am as an American going to some sort of an event when I'm in a taxi lots of times here in Ireland. And then the taxi drivers, I find them incredibly engaged, very curious, really interested, and very opinionated. So it can go down a rabbit hole of, well, what about this? Well, then what about this? Well, what are your thoughts about this? And then, of course, it devolves usually into criticizing their own government, and I guess my other government now. And so sometimes it's just, that's a little too exhausting when you're just trying to get to from one locale to another. But it's usually born out of curiosity rather than getting into a full-on debate. And especially I'm probably more aligned with a lot of the people here that would be critical of what's coming out of the White House these days. But I think it's usually born out of curiosity and not an attack. But even that can be more than you're up for when you're just trying to get your way from one place to another. So a way to keep that conversation light and go away from your fight or flight tendencies might just say Canadian and then put your head back down into your phone.
Gina, thank you. Gina London there, CEO of Language of Leadership, Sunday Independent, columnist, and of course, both Irish and US dual citizen. The Canadians have been on and they're offended. A text from Lisa, who describes herself as a proud Canadian. Ask those American tourists to say out and about, they will quickly be identified as non-Canadian. We pronounce it a boot. If you're a US tourist and have a view on this, 53106 or 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.